1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 992. Sketch 1,190. Something. What we have here is a six-hander, essentially, because it involves some sound effects. So let's say that Simon, you can be number one. Dan, you can be number two. Laura, you can be number three. I will be number four. Richard, you can be number five. And sound effects.
Okay.
Dynamic. Yeah.
Shut the door! It's locked!
Sorry. Start that again.
I'm destroying my mojo, Rich.
Yeah, Dan. Fuck's like
messing.
Dan.
Dan,
that's absolute classic of you. Just chipping in where you're not wanted.
We've done this like over 900 times and you're just unprofessional.
I can only apologise.
It's like we don't get paid for this.
Go on. I'll come back to this later.
When do we get paid for this, by the way, Alistair?
Checks in the post, don't you worry. Well, okay. Postal order.
Fair enough.
Might be some coins attached to a card, if I'm honest.
Shut the door! Is it locked?
Yeah.
Help me get a barricade. Grab this.
Right, lift your end. Now, you need to tell me, what were they doing with those insects in that government lab?
I don't know all of it, but I can tell you what I do know. They were researching a formula to assist the growth of them.
What was that?
I think there's something out there.
Someone or something.
Good point.
Is it? Oh, brilliant.
I think we're lost.
What does the map say?
I'm not sure we're on the map anymore. Let's pull over and ask someone.
Someone or something?
Shall we start with a person?
Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay, the business is going all right, but it could be better. I think we could do with a great advertising and PR campaign. I say we contract someone.
Or something.
What thing did you have in mind?
A cafetiere.
I say we stick with trained professional human.
Let's do that. Yep.
Rosie will have been working reception for 5 years next week. I say we celebrate. Maybe buy her something.
Or someone.
That sounds a little like you're proposing slavery.
Got it in one.
You awful twat. I hope one day you get eaten by a giant mutated cockroach.
Oh, what are the chances?
Nice. So where I live is actually more or less on the corner of four different maps. So if you want to get like a walking map in Ireland to kind of cover around my area, it's by four fucking maps. It's a bit annoying.
Does it just say bog in the corner of each of them?
Yes, it does. Well, I mean, it says different bogs, with the bogs have different names. But, okay. Yeah, it's really annoying if you're on a corner of a map.
I mean, my experience is that's true of everywhere in the country. Or everywhere I've ever tried to look at on a map is right in the corner of four Ordnance Survey maps.
Really?
Why are you spinning that around?
That seems very unlikely in terms of the amount of areas in the country, the likelihood that they all exist within...
It's obviously an exaggeration. It's obviously one of those, it's always in the last place you look for it type truisms. But yes, you're right. It can't be true.
I feel like there should be like overlapping maps a bit more.
I'm sure there are.
Alistair, you make a really valid point. Why is he twirling his earphones that he should be wearing?
He's trying to hypnotise us.
He's got one in.
I'm more concerned for the listener that there's now the possibility that the sound from all of us on the Zoom call is sort of just phasing in and out as it gets closer to the microphone and further away as he's spinning it around.
I mean, I can only hope that's true.
Like a little Leslie cabinet.
Yeah.
Didn't you present the generation game?
Question.
Go on.
I'm not talking about daily things here. Is there anything that's not a daily practice that you've done 900 plus times?
Is this for the entire room or just me?
I'll start with you.
Okay.
Is there anything else you've done roughly 1,000 times? How many years is...
3 years.
Once a week. No, yeah, daily for 3 years, but I'm not talking about daily. What about weekly?
weekly, but only
you'd have had to have done something.
I have probably
here we go
aligned a laser system.
Oh,
1,000 times.
That's a great answer. That's probably as interesting as this question is going to get. I'd have thought you'd aligned a laser a lot more than that. You're only doing it once a week.
Well, I mean, it depends when you, because I work in like research and development, so you're kind of coming up with a new arrangement, then you test the arrangement, and then you rebuild the arrangement. So kind of that kind of amount of times.
Nice.
I'm not building lasers or anything like that, but you know, you kind of, you try, will this arrangement work better than the previous arrangement? Arrange the thing, take some measurements, infer, repeat.
I'm trying to remember how long it took me to pass my driving test. That may have been getting on towards 3 years, and that was probably weekly lessons.
Have you passed?
Yeah.
You never drive?
No, I shouldn't.
The same is true for me, and I've passed my test as well.
But I don't think it took you 3 years.
It's been 20 since I've actually driven, so I mean, yeah, probably unwise for me to start anytime soon.
What is the problem with you driving? Is it you can't operate the car, or is it that you can't process the things around you correctly?
Drunk,
fine.
If the question was,
I've another thing that I've probably done about 1,000 times.
Go on.
If 1,000 times is what, about 3 years, is probably read bedtime stories.
1,000 times, yeah.
Because I kind of do like every second night when we swap with my wife and doing bedtime.
Alternate.
So I've probably done in the region of 1,000.
And have you got any better at it? Or is it still Irishman, child, posh Englishman?
I am not that inventive. I just read the book.
Just read
straight.
It. You read the text as
don't try to act it out. I'm, you know, reading Charlie and the Grey Scouts Elevator at the moment, and usually like Maisie Goes to Nursery or something. That's the current two.
The big
ones
two.
In the loop.
Dan does weird little voices.
Yeah, I mean, Dan just fucking puts a shame to all of us normal dads, which he's like an array of characters and he's full kind of cinema scope kind of deployment of his bedtime ward, and it's like, listen to this three words, then go to fucking sleep. That the rest of us in humanity try to do.
I mean, if Dan has an array of characters, he's kept him quiet over the past 3 years. Great Laura choke.
It was only water, so it was fine. Oh, God.
Oh, I have. My array of characters is normally doddery old man.
Yeah.
Normal voice.
And by normal voice, you mean the poshest man you've ever heard. Yep, carry on.
And squeaky voice for, child character.
You're doing
you can do
yourself
Welsh
down.
And pirate.
Welsh and pirate. Yes.
There's Welsh and pirate.
Sometimes
yes, that's
Scottish.
True.
You've got your sort of toadying lackey voice.
Sure, I haven't deployed that one
for
recently.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
You can also do West Country farmer.
That's true. It's pirate, very though. It's very similar to my pirate.
It's also true.
Yeah. There you go. That's enough.
It's
basically, they
enough.
Pretty much insist that all of them are just the squeaky voice anyway. So
decent.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we call
but
it?
But 1,000. Okay. Sorry. I'll stop
that's
that.
Okay.
Oh, I nearly ended the Zoom call again every time.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvett, Richard Catherall, and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvett. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
Rosie. Oh, sorry.